Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Sincerity is Felicity. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has made sincerity the means of bringing about contentment. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. Ayyuhal mu'minun. O believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Alaykum bis sidq. Always adhere to the truth. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِ For truthfulness leads to righteousness. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ And righteousness leads to paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to say that no man continues to speak the truth and seeks to always be true except that he will be recorded as truthful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta yuktaba indallahi siddiqa. So someone who is recorded as being truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has acquired and joined within himself attributes of immense goodness. For such a person has actualized within himself the attributes of righteousness. This is because sincerity or truthfulness is the joining of word and deed in expressing the truth and is a comprehensive term that encompasses all the states of a person. This includes states of movements and rest, all the circumstances and events that a person may find in his life. And this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his Prophet in the Holy Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ And say, O my Lord, cause me to enter affairs with a sincere entrance and to exit with a sincere exit. The meaning of entering and exiting something with sincerity is that a person sincerely intend the pleasure of Allah therein, whether this be his entering into such an affair or exiting from such an affair. And this entails, brothers and sisters, a life lived for Allah. And entails that such a person always seek the aid of Allah in everything that they do. And it is such a life that is lived for Allah that grants a person a heart full of contentment. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Inna sidqa tu'manina. Indeed, sincerity is contentment itself. So a sincere person is someone who is content in himself and is beloved to Allah and beloved and praised amongst the people in his society. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, In ahbabtum, if you wish or love, and yuhibbukumullahu wa rasuluh, that Allah and His Messenger love you, then fa'addu, then fulfill whatever you have been entrusted with. And always be sincere whenever you speak. And be courteous and of beautiful conduct with whomsoever you keep the company with. So brothers and sisters, from the fruits of sincerity is that we adhere to it and then it benefits whoever adheres to it in this world and on the day of judgment. And so the ultimate fruits of sincerity is that a person be given to contentment and the felicity of a life in paradise. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the day when the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. For them are gardens in paradise beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever, Allah being pleased with them and they pleased with Him. And that is the fawzun azim. That is the great attainment. So brothers and sisters, this is the great attainment that we seek. This is the attainment that allows for a felicity after which there is no sadness. And all of this born by a life lived sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us put this into practice. Let us ensure first and foremost that we are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing ourselves to a life of righteousness. And after that, let us be sincere with the prophets alayhi salatu wassalam through following and emulating him. And then let us be sincere with those of our families and our wives and our children by expressing our love and treating them well, and especially when it comes to our children, ensuring that they have a righteous upbringing and education. For those of us who are still in the process of education, and education should never end, let us be sincere to our teachers by diligently learning and honoring them, and sincere to what they've tasked us to study. And for those of us who may be given or entrusted with the position of teaching, let us be sincere in imparting that knowledge. Brothers and sisters, let us be sincere in our workplaces by being sincere to our colleagues and by diligently working and fulfilling the trust to the degree we are expected to do. In this manner, the attribute of sincerity becomes an attribute that we can commonly measure ourselves by and establish within society. In this manner, we can bring about felicity for ourselves, a felicity that never ends, the endless life of bliss. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.